Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/BigJujuMedia and twitter.com/BigJujuMedia, instagram.com/BigJujuMedia, and always at BigJujuMedia.com.
Oh,
well,
God.
Hey, everybody, it's
hi, everybody.
January 1st in the evening,
my goodness.
2018. Oh,
just wow. Oh, my God.
We're a little somber here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
We have been hacked.
Oh.
We're not sure what it is yet. We have an investigation going on.
I tell you,
Turns out that...
cannot believe this.
We had to let Sheila go.
Stupid bitch.
Very sad, very, very disturbing.
Unholy.
So not Jewish.
Totally not cool.
Turns out that her last name was Robin Abatov or something like that.
Anyway,
she was a Russian. She was the one who installed the Kaspersky radio board.
Treasonous bitch.
When we were broadcasting the show earlier today for our Happy New Year show, it turns out we blew out the internet over in Europe. And,
good Christ.
There have been Russian bombers
are you kidding
and submarines
me on this?
You know, seen in different parts of the world. The bombers off
this.
Australia, the subs,
I
you know, obviously underwater since submarines don't fly in the
God.
Air.
I'm going to have
anyway,
the vapors.
We let
God.
Sheila go. We
good.
Turned her in to the Secret Service, the FBI, and the CIA, and
right
everyone
on.
That invaded Catherine's pancakes.
That's right.
A
hello.
Situation.
Right
I tell
you.
Yes, and Christian.
But we're going to try to go on anyway because we're not going to let the hackers win.
That's right.
So,
absolutely not.
Continue with our fabulous.
That's right.
Happy New Year's
evening
show today to everyone.
Brave.
So,
gonna do
what
my
are we
going
to talk about? Because the first show went to hell, and this one's just got to be better.
Well, I think, you know, we ought to talk about security measures. It's like,
get
everyone just needs to beef up on security.
That's right. Yeah. I know that.
Totally.
You
know?
Well, I'm going to read from Job, when the Lord speaks.
Are you?
Just save that for later, so it'll be a little secret that everyone have to tune in to and listen
all
about
right.
what the Lord is going to say about all
very good.
This.
You know what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about tips for women.
Because,
you know, when women vote, like in Alabama, all the black women decided to finally get out of the church and
right.
get out of the knitting circles and go get their ass in the voting booth
that's
and actually
right.
vote, and look what happened.
Hello.
When black women vote, hello, it takes women to solve
that's
problems.
Right.
Enough said. I'm going to be talking about tips for lazy women
who
are screwing the country up because they just won't get off their ass
and
into
good.
The
and
church. Do something productive.
They
like
need to be saying
like I am. Prayer.
Oh, I love that. You know,
to
we've just got to try harder with the stupid people out there. You know, they're sitting in Appalachia. That state is so red. It's so Republican.
They're in a bubble.
So
they all come to my church.
Where is it? I mean, why are the people so stupid?
They're in a
bubble. How can that many people not understand that they vote for people who take things away from them?
Right.
I mean, it's like,
they're
I think
bubble.
They're living in a bubble, you
that's,
know?
That's what I've been saying, they're living in a bubble.
Oh,
but, you know,
oh,
it's like,
God.
It's also, it's true, but it's also one of the most useless political
what?
Observations since the election.
Well,
because the liberals and conservatives
I'm
are
just,
saying it about each other.
Right,
it's like
yeah.
saying... Humans live in the atmosphere
or I have tits.
Stupid.
Or
I'm
beautiful.
Living in a bubble
yeah, it's
because
useless
that's just
to say
the natural
that.
State
what?
Of affairs for human
yeah.
beings. So we need to have another conversation about that.
About
but
what?
The
about
is
what?
That if everyone stays in their bubble, we're going to remain insecure.
I'm not
and
you
will
in the
continue
bubble.
To be hacked.
That's right.
And
I
that's
know
really
it.
Bad for cryptocurrencies, okay?
Oh my
because
God.
It's like so not cool.
I'm telling you
not
that, you know,
happen.
My bubbles were hacked.
What?
We don't need to go over that Kaspersky pancake mess
no,
again.
No, we
I mean,
don't.
Look what we're dealing with here. Women
right.
who don't get off their ass and
what
don't
are we dealing
cause
with here?
These problems
what?
In the world. They cause bubbles. They cause... cryptocurrencies.
There's no black women
overnight.
Here.
So much Bitcoin, I'm telling
meanwhile,
you.
Meanwhile,
there
is are piling into their own tits.
I don't know
what?
What's
just
going on.
Just sloshing all over the place.
Oh my God.
And that's just so. Now that's
ugly.
Well, it's not
I mean,
Jewish.
We have got to get
you
know? Over
I don't know
this
what's going
problem,
on
lady.
Right now. What
you
y'all
to
talking
get out
about?
Of the knitting circles. Get out of your little sewing circles, your little bitch witchery.
Oh my God.
Stop bitching to each other.
They
about
do kvetch a lot,
though. Get your ass in the voting booth. I'm
That's
sick
right.
of it.
Oh
get
my God.
In the church.
Get on with it already.
With Jesus.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. How to keep your smartened up home safe from hackers and the Internet of Things. You don't want your neighbor's refrigerator hacking into your toilet or your stereo voicing their concerns over how you think they're hacking into you when they're not. Because, of course, it's only Russia and China. And how about that Ukraine? Always hacking into everything these days. Well, Mr. Robot Rewind, rewinding the 5-9 hack in a stunning season finale, is all about how did hacker culture originate anyway? Well, we made things broken, and now we gotta fix them, and that's gonna cost you money, especially when net neutrality is completely gone. You can't do anything about it. Everyone's getting hacked these days. Everybody's the victim, and you voted for it. What about the white hat hackers? Who are they, and what do they do? I don't know, and that's it for your hacking headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Alamalu for Classy Living. With a few tips for the women out there, if you care about anything. Ladies, it's time to sit up straight and actually stand up and walk somewhere important. Look like what you know what you're doing. I mean, have a sense of style about you, ladies. I swear to God, stop slouching over as if you've worked so hard doing nothing but clipping coupons and counting your food stamps. You know why you're on those food stamps, don't you? Because you got knocked up by 4 different guys and you had all the kids for the tax breaks. Now that is not classy, I'm telling you. And now you babysit for a few bucks a day for an hour, thinking you could get paid with food and favors. Well, you can't. More on this later on Classy Living with Catherine. Pastor Bernard Verner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Desiring Jesus and God. You know, the Lord said to Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let him who accuses God answer him." And then Job said to the Lord, he said something, he said, "I am unworthy. How can I reply to you?" I put my hand over my mouth, says Pernod. I spoke once, but I had no answer. Twice, but I will say no more. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. "Brace yourself like a man." That's God's voice. Oh, Pernod, do God's voice. Where was I? "I will question you, and you shall answer me," said God. Now, Pernod, but that's what God said. And then what's when Pernod, do God's voice. "Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself?" Anyway, that's, we gotta talk about that, because everything's being hacked these days by the sinners. You don't know how to contend with yourself. You don't even have an account with God, let alone a secure account on the internets, or your cryptocurrencies. Your eyes are on the ways of man. He sees their every sheep. Oh, I mean, they're every step. Bernard, look. Someone hacked into Bernard's Bible. Who hacked into Bernard's Bible? There is no dark place, no deep shadow where hackers cannot go and steal your soul because you refuse to send in all your money to Bernard. You don't want to be revealed as having secrets of one of the hidden sinners across America, do you? Bernard, hire private investigator into every individual in Blessed Souls Ministries. I'm going to find out about your past, and I'm going to reveal the secrets of hidden sinners across America. You are hiding your sin, you're hiding your sin, and you're failing, and you're flailing, and that ain't nice. You know, you got a tummy upset, and you got a cottage cheese ass and a pockmarked face full of sin pockets and craters and pus oozing out from your little pill addictions that you got. Little pill addictions. You always nibbling on pills. Little nibbles. Oh my God.
Pills. What are you doing?
And that isn't God, is it? Your pills isn't God?
Weirdo.
It's sin.
Well, stop it. Not nice. It's not secure.
You know, a lot of them are addicts because it's, you know, it has nothing really to do with what we think the addiction's about.
Right,
I
know that.
It's more like they're addicted to the dopamine rush.
Exactly.
It's just like it's exactly what's happening to millennials. They get a dopamine rush every time they look at something on the phone, every time they do something on their smartphone.
Yeah.
So it's not really about the phone.
Right.
It's about the dopamine.
It's dopamine
porn. And so we got
porn.
A bunch of dopamine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your hacking headline news now. Jennifer Lawrence opens up about why she didn't sue her new photo hacker. And the Game of Thrones hacker has been identified and charged with grocery shopping. Top 10 coming hacking techniques you should know about if you want to drive a car in the next year coming up. And watch thieves hack a keyless entry to steal a Mercedes in less than 10 minutes. There you go, Russia. Beat that. That's it for your headline news now.
Hey bros, hey babes, do you know about Night Dream? It's the new wave of the future where you can get your dopamine rush safely and securely without hacking into your health. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge and I'm launching something new and cool. In this new year 2018, it's called Night Dream. You can sniff it, you can snort it, you can inject it, you can rub it all over, you can drink it down. And it's Night Dream,
darling,
and
it's
where
over.
My music goes.
Yeah, well, your commercial's over. Okay, so you know you were talking about living in bubbles is the natural state of affairs for human beings, but don't people seek out similarities in, like, you know, their workplace, their marriages, their friendships, their neighborhoods,
that's
and
right.
their peer groups? So I don't understand what the problem is. It seems pretty natural to be in a bubble.
Well, the preferred sociological term is homophily. Similarity
Whoa.
Breeds affection, and
Good
the implications
God.
Are not all positive. White Americans have 90 times more white friends than they have black,
this?
Asian,
know,
Hispanic, but... or any others, according to one analysis from the Public Religion Research Institute.
I'm shocked.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
How do you know
How
that?
How on earth does someone like you... know about Hello? A place like that.
Yeah.
Reed. What you just said is not a description of a few liberal elite.
I know that.
It's like
I know that.
Statistic yeah, describing
knows.
All the social networks of like 200 million people.
Oh,
America
man.
Is
right.
just bubbles.
That's
it's
right.
all bubbles.
That's right.
Well, the implications of
bubbles,
all the American social and geographical sorting are like really complex. It's
really?
Like in politics. Bubbles create circumstances where more than half of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton supporters don't know anybody voting for the other candidate.
Like known
that's how bad the bubbles are.
That's right.
Well, is it all driven by individual choices or something else?
Well
no, it's like bubbles are often a result of public and religious policy that is set by Jesus and God with permission.
How do you know that?
A whole long time now. The U.S. housing policy has subsidized large suburban homes.
How do you
but
know
restricted
this?
Housing construction.
Where are you getting this?
Rich
yeah,
white neighborhoods and deprived minorities of mortgage support. So poverty concentrates in one area and the rich...
That.
Cluster in another, and you know what we all think about a cluster? It's just
these.
One big cluster.
Oh, those are some amazing show. How come I don't give me that? What
that.
Is I don't have that in my show notes. You know,
man.
I'd call for Sheila, but she's not here. I need to hire a Sheila number two.
Well, you should hire a Sheila number two. You know. Hi everyone, I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge of the Evening Message on Happy New Year's Evening 2018. We all made it without getting bombed off the face of the earth by North Korea or Iran or Russia or, you know, some asshole in your neighborhood shooting off a Roman rocket. So, welcome to the totally righteous new sound of Jonathan Knightsbridge in the Morning Message and the Evening Message. Rock on, dude! So, you know how, like, when you go to Starbucks and it's like you want to get one of their really upscale flavors, you know, and it's just like there's a whole line behind you and you know exactly how to order your drink, and so you do. And they're making it, but then, like, some asshole comes up and says that they have a problem or they need a return or a refund or a question on a SKU number. Because, you know, they've been, like, picking at the price tag just so that they could have something to go up to the register about. Because that's one of the strategies of dumb customers, is that they go picky the price tag off and say, oh, I think it was only this much when really it was full price. Yeah. Look, dumb shits, you can't just pick off the SKU number because they can look it up, okay? So don't even try to scratch off those skews, because you know those skews can be tricky. For you, not for Starbucks people. Because, like, you're just totally looking up. I mean, they're just, totally looking up, you know. And it's just, like, they have everything at their fingertips, and it's, like, on that touch screen. Can you imagine what would happen if the bubble of Starbucks touchscreen technology was hacked into and started producing, like, crypto coffee currencies? Go to Starbucks and get a cryptocurrency, man. Oh, shit, they probably will do that. Hello.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. About 30 million in cryptocurrency just went up in hacker smoke. And then it piddled on down the hillside and into the ravine where no one has ever seen it again. But did ISIS do it? We don't know, because the group claims responsibility for hacking into the cryptocurrency websites just for taking down ISIS websites. And the hacker village of SuperCon is about to take off in Vermont. How to improve AirPod sound quality with a simple hack without breaking them. If you can get into the internet hacking group that disables white supremacist websites, you're never going to get a job. But the motherboard guide to not getting hacked is soon being flushed down the toilet, because it actually expands when you throw it in the washing machine and then in the dryer. Melania Trump says hacker versus hacker and showdown is zero day because she doesn't have a dress to wear to hack her crime. Go blame her husband for that. That's it for your headline news. Now I'm Jordan McNamara.
I am very concerned about Starbucks serving cryptocurrencies with my mocha latte.
Oh my God.
I think that that is a bubble in itself that we don't need to deal with right now with all this hacking business.
Okay, I'm looking that up. Cryptocurrencies.
Right, you know.
I got Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah. I don't see cryptocurrencies. Philemon, Hebrews, Corinthians. Is that a book in the Bible?
No.
Cryptocurrencies thing?
No. But Bitcoin is already having a bad year. It's like for the first time since 2015. The cryptocurrency began a new year by tumbling down, says this one report that I'm reading right now, and it's extending its slide from a record 19,511.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
But the virtual coin traded at 13,440 as of 3:55 p.m. in New York, down 6.1% from Friday.
I have no idea. This is Greek to me,
Hello,
Jonathan.
Bitcoin. It's like going down. You got off to a much stronger start last year.
It's a bubble.
This year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a bubble. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg of LifeX Television. We're talking about security and hacking and cryptocurrencies and all things fabulous that I don't even know what I'm saying. But, you know, the producer puts it in my show notes, so we're going to talk about it anyway. And here to help me talk about it is my special guest, Catherine Teamy on the Maloo. Catherine, welcome to the studio, darling.
Thank you, Steve. I am going to be talking about cryptocurrencies.
Very good.
It's usually one word, but sometimes it is two words.
Huh.
Cryptocurrency or cryptocurrency.
Wow.
It is a digital asset designed to work as a medium of exchange that uses cryptography to secure its transactions through pancakes and telephone lines.
Very interesting.
And other airwaves messages.
Now, is this sort of thing classified, or is it, you know, open to everyone? I mean, is it top secret or not?
Oh, that's a joke to all of us who work in special ops. Is it classified?
I don't get it, but okay.
I'll tell you the answer on that.
Okay.
It is classified.
Really?
Cryptocurrencies are classified, but only as a subset of digital currencies that are also classified as a subset of alternative currencies and virtual currencies, Steve.
Okay.
Bitcoin was created in 2009, and it was the first decentralized cryptocurrency.
Okay, so I have a question about this decentralization.
Okay.
So who controls this whole thing? Or is it just out there for hackers to get into?
No, it's decentralized. It happens between each person using the decentralization process.
Very good. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Oh. Are we going to a break?
Yes, we're going
to a
break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Hi, everyone. Come to Christian Camp and learn how to get more favor from God and get more blessings. Oh, wait a minute. You don't know how to get more blessings? Pastor Perny tell you right now how to get more blessings. Say a blessing in one place and then go to another place. And don't waste that first blessing now. Don't waste it. Go back and get it and move it over to the new place. But that sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? Well, Pastor Pernin has improved the process tremendously with Jesus and God through process of revelation and information for transformation. Now, when you go from one place to another place and you want that same blessing, use Pastor Pernin's movable blessings. Move that blessing right with you. Just use the movable blessing. Put it up wherever you want. Take it down, put it up. Take it down, put it up. Movable blessings by Pastor Burnett. Yee-haw!
This is so interesting about cryptocurrencies and the decentralization
process. I'm very fabulous when I talk about it.
Who controls it, who doesn't. Are they hackable?
I'm fabulous.
We'll be right back.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your even later headline news now about hacking the Mr. Robot Hack Report, Minesweeper, and a fake stolen card turned up in the Matrix today of all things. It was paid for with cryptocurrency. How to evade a data hack with the potato jack.
So what are we going to say with that in the sinners for Pernid hacking in on the news? Oh my goodness!
And what the hell's going on? What was that?
I cannot believe this.
Sorry, I have no idea what's going on with the
show. I don't either.
Really weird.
I'm all out of answers to your questions on the cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Steve. That's the end of my show notes.
Very good.
I think that previous Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
The previous Sheila.
Yeah. Yes.
Was real sabotage about all
well,
the sinners.
I think so too.
Probably took some hard drives.
She did something to my mouth.
She did something to the show. She did
something to my Bible.
All of us and the board and everything. I mean, the tech board. I don't know what
Kaspersky
it's called,
board,
but it's just
yeah.
like she's gone now. So we're moving forward.
She took the toilet seat covers from the toilet.
Hi everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Anamalu of Malu's Millions Millionaire Secrets. I'm a millionaire. I'm fabulous. I'm very cut. I'm very fit. My hair is done with the salon touch. My nails are done. I'm a structured speaker. I don't always screw up my lines like I just did. I don't always have nuts in my mouth, sounding like I've got an R and an umlaut shoved in my molars. I have Christian Sinless breast implants. I'm a fabulous dancer. Look at these moves. One, two, three, and shoulder, and glide across the floor, and the knee, and the hip, and the knee, and kick it. And swing the head back like this, and that's the signature move that I think would really repel the hackers in your life, ladies. You walk into a lounge looking like me, and you're going to get every trick in the room staying away from you. I've got this RFID chip technology all through my underwear now, so they can't even get to my actual private microchip assets. You know, the Kaspersky situation kind of fell flat, didn't it, Russia? Yeah, you thought you could hack into my tits and my pancakes through my aromatherapy machine, but what you didn't know is I have RFID technology implanted everywhere in my underwears and my bras. And my panties. You can't tell anything about what's in there. I think it should be on Oprah's list of things I just love. And we could even put it in a lot of fun, fabulous floral tones and colors. Oh my God, I should put this in classy living. I really need to put this. I am so creative. I just create these things on the fly. Oh my God, can you imagine RFID technology in men's jeans to protect their keys, their wallets, and their phones. Everyone's phones going out. Have you noticed? It's like the cryptocurrency mining technology with malware. Have you had that yet on your phone or your desktop computer, the little malware for a Bitcoin miner? Oh my God. They must think that I just only deal in Bitcoins because I've had so many miners.
Oh my goodness. Catherine.
No, not like that.
Well, then what did you mean? What are you doing with miners? You're not a coal miner.
No, she's talking about malware.
That's
where
right.
It's like sometimes it just comes on your screen and it, like, you know, if you've got the right security.
Do we
your
have
security
it?
System
I
will
do.
Say, you
I
know,
my
we
stuff,
just
yeah.
detected a virus.
Uh-huh.
And
do we
just
have that
quarantined it and we just deleted it.
Oh
so it's like you'd be cool if you had that going on.
Now, do we have all the security stuff that we need? Because, you know, this is where I get so verklempt about this stuff. I want to ask Sheila for a drink. She's not here.
Well,
I want to ask Sheila if we have that and she's not here. And the reason she's not here is because she was the one.
That's right.
Doing this malware business. I don't know if I'm going to get over this.
Well, you're going to get over it just fine because it's like we have everything secure.
It's all right,
Since she left, I like went through everything I checked with some dudes.
Good for you, Jonathan.
And I had some buds come over.
It's all
secure now because it's like we went through everything and it's like totally top notch. It's like totally bulletproof.
Oh, good.
It's like totally cool now.
That sounds so cool.
The new year is time for new prayers, new scriptures, and new Bible sayings with Pernod. I think you all know what I'm talking about. You need to drag that Bible out and wash it free of filth and germ and dust bunnies with my new all-leather satchel case with a pocket-sized royal vestment from Pernod.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your top headline news now in 2018. Dark Overlord hackers reveal plans to leak Hollywood database stolen from a top movie studio and television studio, revealing who their top studios are when they hack the hackers. Uncle Sam tries to hire hackers just so that it can never happen again, and we hire most of them from the Ukraine and Russia and China and North Korea. You've almost certainly been hacked if you're listening to this right now. Hey, do you listen to anything on a computer anywhere or a phone? Well, you've been hacked. Chances are you're being hacked right now. So how do you hack the culture to build a successful music career? Well, first of all, talent has nothing to do with it. And it's all about money, folks. And so the sooner you get off your ass and vote, the sooner we can turn around an economy that works for us rather than against us. And make sure it works against the hackers. And how about those cryptocurrencies? I'm Jordan McNamara.
I think classy living involves cryptocurrencies, don't you? And crypto cocktails, crypto hair salons, crypto designers. I'm having crypto rosé right now. Can you tell? I am just worn out from doing my crypto signature moves on the groove and the mood of this room. Because it's all about classy moods and classy cryptocurrency. What the hell's going on?
It's just the end of your ad, darling. We're just moving on. It's just part of the show. Nothing's weird. Nothing's going on wrong.
No, I think we should just alert everyone. Like, you need to check all the plugins on your website make sure they're up to date.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Make sure that your operating systems are up to date.
Make sure that
your security and your malware signatures are up to date. Just make sure that everything
is
up to date.
I have a speaker's website.
You might want to go into your systems section and check all your notifications to see if some others have flipped on that you actually want to switch back to off and shit like that, so you don't drain the battery and thus get hacked. There's something really lame, like you just weren't paying attention when had the right security.
Oh my god,
you're being a dumbass about, your battery life on your phone. Hello.
Oh,
Speaking of
that, Pert had to pay $29 to have the battery in my phone replaced because Pert updated the system, and then the battery just drained when I pulled up the whole entire Bible I was going to read from Pernod's phone. Listen to this. Pernod got a little Bible, electronic Bible. Listen to this.
A what?
Welcome to the Holy Bible.
Oh, my God.
New International Version.
See that?
Containing Old Testament.
It's like a little computer.
Click button for the proper Bible verse.
I just pushed the button and it says
you
it for Pernod.
Uh-huh. Listen to now.
That is really annoying. I don't want to hear that thing doing your show on Blessed Souls Ministries.
No,
we don't need any more electronic stuff in the studio
because
God only knows if it could get hacked. I mean, where did you get that from anyway? Let me see that.
Well, Sheila gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Sheila
God.
Gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe that.
Oh my God.
Turn it over.
There it is. Kaspersky.
Oh my God.
Kaspersky. Yeah, it's a Kaspersky device.
Oh my God.
Get it out of here.
Oh my God. The KGB, the Russians.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
I'm just going to push this button.
What's that?
Oh my God.
Here we go.
What are you doing?
That's your vibrator. This is that vibrating tonal technology.
Oh, vibrating tonal technology.
It is also a very special device. Let's just say my friends with the talking brooches gave it to me.
Oh, really?
It's what I was using the other night at Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I recorded who I needed to record.
No shit.
And I hacked into like special technology from our guests.
Oh my gosh.
And I delivered those messages to the proper authorities.
Did I do that to their meat?
I know what I'm doing. And the tits are always the best distraction.
Oh, my God.
I do not believe this.
Happy New Year's
Happy
Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve.
I am so shocked.
Yes,
so when Vernon was trying to slice people's meats and I ended up vibrating
them to death,
did I record messages from the turducken cow pig and plopping?
Yeah, you did. And the message was, don't ever try to cut people's meat with a vibrator ever again.
Because you're going to explode
the turducken cow pig and
plopping
like you did.
Actually, what he did, Jonathan, was he erased it.
Happy New Year's Day, everyone.
Happy New Year's Day.
Happy New Year's Day.
Happy New Year's Day.